Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we're going to discuss some of the other restrictions that pertain during Shiva. This is Siman Reish Yud Aleph 211 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at seven concepts: that's sitting low, tefillin, wrapping with one's head, laundry, hair and nail cutting, special clothing, and changing the seat in shul. Let's start at the top. Just sitting low. We're going to look at five questions. How must a mourner sit during the shiva during the 7 days? He or she must not sit on a bench, a pillow, a cushion. They must sit on the ground. What about the elderly or sick? So an elderly or ill person may sit on a small pillow. Doesn't have to sit directly on the ground. What if they doesn't want to sit at all? Must he sit down? So an avel does not need to sit. If they want to walk around or stand all day, that's fine. But when people are coming to comfort them, they must sit down. Is this the current practice? The current practice actually is a little more make illness. It seems that people are very weak today. And the common practice is that the avelim sit low on a chair that's lower than three tvachim. That's three cubits. So just below 10 inches from the ground. But don't sit directly on the ground generally. How must a mourner sleep during the shiva? So the Kitzur records that they're not allowed to sleep on a bed or a bench. They must sleep on the ground. They can spread a blanket or pillows there, but they must sleep on the ground. And the Kitzur even acknowledges that many poskim allow sleeping on a bed, with those with weak constitutions to follow this as well. That seems to be the general practice. We move to the next topic, which is tefillin during the shiva. Does a mourner wear tefillin during shiva? The answer is yes, except on the first day of shiva. What if the burial is at night? So if the burial is at night, the tefillin is not allowed the whole next day, because that's still part of the first day. What about the next day? So the second day may be put on after sunrise. So one has to be careful that if the minyan in the base avil is earlier than sunrise, that he can't put them on before then, on the second day. What if one is informed of the news of death after the death itself? So if it's timely news, it's a Shmur Karova, that's within 30 days, it's treated like the day of death and burial, and therefore the Avil would not put on till another day. What happens if one hears the news on Shabbos or Yontov? So if death or timely news reaches one on the festival, then tefillin are put on the next day, because then it's no longer the day of the Shmur, the day of what's considered like the death, because of hearing that news of the death as well. This is very common, because oftentimes there'll be a death, let's say in a late afternoon, the burial will be the next morning. So the avel will not, the man who's an avelus will not daven in the morning, but he may think to himself, well, maybe I should put on tefillin when I get back from the cemetery. And the halacha is no, they do not put on tefillin, because the first day of avelus is so severe that even tefillin are not put on, even after one gets back from the cemetery. We move to the next topic, and that is wrapping of the head. There's the halacha which appears in the Gemara, that, and this is based on the Psukim in the Torah, that people would wrap their heads up during Avelos. They would cover their faces over. It was called Atifas Yishme'elim. They would wrap their faces like the Bedouins would do. What is the practice when it comes to the wrapping of heads today? So the Kitzur already records that in these regions, where it is not common to be done, so we no longer do Atifas HaRosh. However, he says, if a person's wearing a hat, it's common to bring the hat a little bit lower towards the eyes in reference to this practice. What about on Shabbos? On Shabbos, this is not done, since it's publicly demonstrating Avelos, and therefore certainly no aspect of this is done whatsoever. We move into our fourth concept, and that is laundry. What is forbidden regarding freshly washed garments? So one may not wear freshly washed garments, even shirts, or freshly washed sheets, bedspreads, or hand towels during the shiva, even for Shabbos. Is anything special allowed for Shabbos? The exception is tables. Tables may be covered with pre-washed tablecloths for Shabbos. May a mourner wash their own garments? The answer is no. This is considered a melacha. It is not allowed even for use after the shiva. What if he gave it to someone else to wash? So he sends his clothes off to the dry cleaner, to the laundromat. In this case, the laundromat may do the job, since it's being considered kablonos, it's considered a contract that they're doing on their own violation. What if one enters into a second consecutive period of mourning, God forbid, so that person has two immediately following avelos? Then in this case, he may wash garments with water, not soap, and wear them, because otherwise there's just not enough clothes to go around. What are the rules for washed garments between the Shiva and the Shloshim, so from the 7th to the 30th day? So it's forbidden if the garments are new, white, and ironed. That means, say, like they're washed with soap. The custom is to forbid even non-ironed washed garments unless someone else wore them briefly in between. And if they washed them only with water, or then that it's allowed, there's no need to for another to wear them if it's just rinsed. So the way this is usually said is an avel will, during the shloshim, will wear out their wardrobes. They'll just wear out things, so not having to have freshly laundered clothes, the ones that were lightly used beforehand. When may a mourner change their garments during the shiva? So it's only changed if needed. So if they're soiled or it's creating a rash, then one may change even during the shiva, if someone else wore the garments in between as well. When may a mourner wash and iron garments? So after the shiva, he may wash and iron garments to wear after the shloshim, or even during the shloshim if someone else first wears them. So they're allowed to actually do the process of ironing and washing if for a state that they're able to use it. We move to our next concept, that is special clothing. What clothing restrictions apply during the first 30 days? So a avel may not wear Shabbos clothes, even on Shabbos, nor new clothes. What about on after the shloshim? So for father, mother, the halacha forbids new clothes for 12 months unless another wears them for 2 or 3 days beforehand. What are the rules for women during after childbirth, during mourning? So if her Shabbos are going back to the shul, that was a special thing when the Yoledes, the woman who gave birth, goes back to shul the first Shabbos, and Gai Gomel will be said, so if it falls out during the morning, she will wear Shabbos garments and the jewelry as would be the custom, but not the Yom Tov, not the most fancy garments that she would wear, because it distracts her from her Avelos. She does not need to change her seat in the shul. And we move to our next concept, and that is hair and nail cutting. What are the haircut restrictions? So no haircuts are allowed for the first 30 days of the hair, beard, or the body. What about shloshim? So for regular avelim, there's no restrictions after the shloshim. For an avel, for their parents, they can only cut their hair after the shloshim once they reach a stage of guarim boi chavero, that somebody says, you really need a haircut. And the Kitzur records the local custom was that no haircut through the entire year unless the hair is burdensome or socially embarrassing. So generally speaking, it's permitted after 30 days. The hair is very long and markedly different from other people. So meaning to say, every time it becomes necessary to have a haircut and they're getting reminded or looks, and then it's all right for them to cut for even through the 12 months for their parents. What are the rules of cutting nails? So one is not allowed to cut one's nails with an instrument during the first 30 days after the death. Is this true under all circumstances? The answer is it is permitted to be done with hands or teeth, or like they say, one bites one's nails or pulls off one's nails. That's allowed even during the shiva, but not with a kli as well. What about for a mitzvah? So a mohel, or let's say even a surgeon who needs their nails cut in order to be able to perform their service, are allowed to cut their nails. A woman who's going to the mikveh in the shloshim may cut her nails. She can ask somebody else. She should really ask somebody else to do it, in order to be able to facilitate this as well. May a mourner comb their hair, so he or she may comb their hair during the first 7 days, even though it may pull out certain hair in general. Our last concept is changing the seat in shul. What are the shul minhagim when it comes to mourners? The custom is that the mourner change their seat in the shul for 30 days and for a parent even for the full 12 months. So where should the new seat be? So the new seat should be at least 4 cubits away, 7 feet away from the old seat, and it should be further away from the Aron HaKodesh. What about on Shabbos? The Ramah says we do change it even on Shabbos. Others disagree. Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that it's even done on Shabbos as well. This concludes some of the other applications, the other halachas that relate to the Shiva. With us, we conclude a wonderful meeting.